Lebanon's bracing for ISIS, Christianity and extreme Islam. What's the same about them? And PNG spells an answer to prayer. Details next on Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Lebanese Christians are preparing for an Islamic State invasion. Sat7's Rita El-Mouniar says,
when I was in Lebanon last week, I met with many leaders and many even colleagues and many friends at church, and they were really ready to pick up their arms and fight.
Interestingly, the threat of invasion isn't what occupies their thoughts. It's the refugees from Iraq and Syria. Having grown up during the Civil War, El-Mouniar says her heart's broken. War wears a young face on every street corner.
What is the future of these people? I don't know.
But Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, exists to bring the hope of Christ to situations just like this. Will you help shoulder the burden?
Just to be with the refugees and tell them that they love them. There are a lot of people from the West that listen here, and they want to pray, and they want to, like, make a big difference in the Arab world. We're there for them, giving them hope, playing with them, laughing with them.
Next, as Islamic State terrorists wreak havoc on Iraq and Syria, their actions are spurring a ripple effect. Forgotten Missionaries International supports national pastors in Indonesia, Bangladesh, and Pakistan. Each of these countries is now fighting IS recruitment efforts. FMI's Bruce Allen says believers are fighting IS darkness with the light of Christ.
The pastors and church planters and evangelists in these countries have a great window of opportunity at this point, especially as leaders of the Christian community in these places of darkness. We have to be people who are buoyed by confidence and who are motivated by hope.
Visit us online to help national Christians fight Islamic State efforts.
In Bangladesh, we have 5 pastors and interns. In Indonesia, we have nearly 30 seminary-trained pastors. And in Pakistan, 20 full-time pastors and evangelists are waiting for support.
This is Mission Network News. Did you know that Islamic extremism is similar to Christianity? Wait. I'll explain. We spoke with David Curry of Open Doors USA about Al-Qaeda's increasing dislike for ISIS. The extremist group can't agree on leadership. Curry says,
there is a battle within the extreme sects of Islam. There is a continuum of ideas within Islam, just as there is within Christianity. There are theology strains and so forth.
My point? Well, while two groups of Islam separate, are we learning from them? Or do we let disagreement separate the body of Christ? This is what Curry says we need to remember.
What we are called to do in Scripture is to stand behind and beside our brothers and sisters and recognize we're one body. And so when one part of the body hurts, the other part hurts. So we need to support our believers, our friends, our followers of Jesus, people who are giving everything to support the name of Jesus.
Pray for our fellow believers today. Meanwhile, remember the U.S. border crisis that was grabbing headlines over the summer? On the political side, it seems to have been, quote, downgraded from a crisis to a problem. Well, politics aside, Biblica says we can't forget about the unaccompanied children from Central America. Our spiritual responsibility as Christians is pretty clear, to share the love and hope of Jesus with these scared kids. Find ways to do this through Biblica at missionnetworknews.org. And do you think it's obvious God wants isolated people groups to know Him? New Tribes Mission does. They're saying that you can almost hear the sighs of relief of missionaries in Papua New Guinea. Why? Because their new fleet of specialized mission planes is making progress. The first plane will be in PNG soon, and the second to follow soon after. Pray the planes will meet the needs and address emergencies of remote mission teams and increase their ability to share the gospel. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Today's the anniversary of 9/11. We want to provide a resource to help you understand Islam a little bit better. It's a book called The Cross and the Shadow of the Crescent by Erwin Lutzer. This book will help you discover questions like, how does Islam's growing influence affect me personally, and are freedoms of speech and religion in danger? Call 1-800-995-4828 to get a copy of your book, or click on the cross and the shadow of the crescent icon at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.